I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Steve Ray Morris here, and welcome back to See Jurassic Right. I feel like I've been saying I miss you a lot, and it's true. And I can't believe Dominion is almost a month away. Where did the time go? I've been holding on to those butts real tight. But I'm actually recording from a volcano right now, the Kilauea volcano. I'm parked in a Jeep Wrangler, got a rep Jurassic, of course. And yeah, I just walked back from the crater to see the glow at night and changed my life, I guess. Time will tell. But I'm very excited to bring to you a Swift Bites. It's been forever. And this year has been, I mean, you know, Ian Malcolm always talked about chaos. Everything's chaos. So, but in you know, both bad and good ways and stuff. And it's, I'm very excited for Dominion to come out. Let me just tell you that. And I have to thank Lauren over at Universal and Jurassic Outpost, Chris, Caleb, and yeah, everybody at the Generation Jurassic event that I got to MC right before I went on this little Hawaiian vacation to the Big Island. And that really felt like, for me, a real celebration of Jurassic and kind of getting to see everybody, you know, Jurassic Gen, Neems, you know, and getting to see DeWanda Wise get her action figure, Tim. I'm not going to forget everybody, Brian. yeah, it was such a fun event. And it just, again, it was one of those things where I, you know, it's maybe unfair to compare my Fallen Kingdom experience to the way that the lead up to Dominion has been, but truly it's been, yeah, I mean, I feel like I truly feel like I haven't quite gotten to celebrate. I mean, we've had two trailers and I don't know, I think I'm at the point where I'm like, you know, and it could be just because I haven't had time to really, you know, engage as much as I want to, but I'm just so ready to see the movie. I just like, don't even want to speculate. I just want to see it. I'm so excited. And, but this Generation Jurassic event was really cool because not only did we get to focus on one of the coolest things out of this new era of the franchise, which is the toys. Mattel's toys are just so incredible. We got some amazing announcements. And again, to me, the dream, the barometer for success is, weirdly for me, like I feel like a childhood thing is like getting an action figure made of yourself. And so to get to see DeWanda Wise, who's going to be Kayla Watts in Jurassic World Dominion, to get to see her presented by Chris Pugh, good old Chris likes dinos. It was so good to see him. And yeah, I mean, the panel was so great with all the Mattel and Funko and, you know, Universal kind of toy reps and designers, but getting to see DeWanda get her toy was just like, I mean, I definitely was going to shed a tear. It was so beautiful. So I'm really glad that that was my, to me, what feels like the final kickoff to Dominion on June 10th. I just can't even believe it. I can't believe we're already here. It felt like it was taking forever. And then it felt like the last few months just went by. So, you know, I apologize again that the podcast just hit the inside of the Jeep, just like the Dilo coming in for Nedry. But yeah, I apologize. The podcast hasn't been active. There's been a lot of life and personal changes for me. So just bear with it. But I'm hoping, you know, as we get into Dominion, hey, look, I took 2 days off of work for, you know, for you know, June 9th and June 10th, because I'm really hoping we get a chance to celebrate. Jurassic Peak is June 9th. Please, please, please come to that. Blanche and the whole crew, they do one of the coolest Jurassic fan things, or just one of the coolest Jurassic things in general, like tangential from the movies. I love Jurassic Peak. I had them on the podcast. I had Blanche and a couple of the other folks involved on the podcast back in 2018. But either way, you have to go see on June 9th, go see Jurassic Peak here in Los Angeles. It's going to be freaking awesome. But yeah, I really hope that when this comes out, I hope that it's, you know, that solid, like less than a month left, and we really get a chance to just celebrate everything that we love about this franchise. You know, they say it's the end of an era, which, you know, it's the end of this trilogy and it's the end of this, you know, first six parts or whatever. But I definitely think we're going to be getting more Jurassic. And, you know, and Camp Cretaceous is also ending after five seasons. I can't even believe that. That was a real surprise. But yeah, I'm going to pause here just so I can drive back. It's literally pitch black. All I can see is the glow from the volcano. It's very beautiful and intense and amazing. God, I love nature so much. All right, I have to jump back in. And so I guess after a certain time in Hawaii, nothing is open, which makes sense. But I'm not complaining about that. And I'm very thankful that there actually is gas stations open past 9 o'clock or past 8:30, because I've definitely been in some travels growing up or even recently where, whoops, there's no gas station. You don't have enough gas to get home, or you barely, it's a tight race. Anyway, all this to say that Walmart is open. So, of course I got to help myself to the toy aisle and check it out. Really awesome Jurassic World Dominion display. A lot of the regular toys are cleared out. Nothing kind of too interesting. I am very thankful, though, that I did see Claire's. I was very happy about that. I've now seen, because I did, oh, I didn't say this in this recording, but I did also go to the Target in Hilo as well. That's where I am currently. I'm at the Walmart in Hilo, or I just left. But I went to the Target in Hilo, and oh my God, there was that Jurassic section was packed. And I was very happy to say between that Target and this Walmart, there are Claire's. I'm very stoked about that, because when the toys first came out on April 17th, on my birthday, Easter, it was a big day for everybody, but Target was closed. It was way more difficult to get Claire during the Fallen Kingdom era. I think I eventually bought one off eBay maybe or something like that, like a Claire in the package. And then I think I even, you know, I mean, even with the discount, the Claire at Universal was still pretty spicy. But I'm very happy to say that there are Claires out and about during this initial Jurassic World Dominion. I was starting to be like, oh, they're doing this again with the female leads, but I think we're in a better spot with Claire for this one, which makes me happy. And then also we have Soyana Santos, as played by Deechan Lachman. And then I'm sure, well, then DeWanda Wise got her action figure announced, plus with the Sarah Harding announcement. Oh my God. And then Lex. I haven't even talked about Lex. That's how long it's been since I've chatted with all of you. I mean, I've been talking in the Facebook group and everything like that, just see Jurassic Riot podcast. Like, I'm very thankful that, like, that's still my first instinct every time is like, all right, I don't have a podcast about this, but at least let me post the thing in the Facebook group. And thank you to Dusty and Zelma. You guys are always pretty on it when it comes to posting news, and Tim and Tom as well. And, you know, so thanks for holding it down. But yeah, Sarah Harding figure we're getting. So I'm very happy that we are getting, I mean, what blows my mind is that, oh, and at the Universal event, which I mentioned in the intro, we're getting a Macy figure as well too, an older Macy, which is really exciting because again, the Macy from Fallen Kingdom was very hard to find. But what's really cool is just the wealth of female characters in Jurassic World Dominion. It's like, all right, cool. We got, you know, we have our Claire, we have our, Soyana Santos, and then, you know, announced Kayla Watts, and then announced Macy. But it's like, we don't even have Ellie Sattler yet, or Zia. Like, it's just, I'm so excited. I feel like we're finally, I mean, I don't know, but it's, I'm so excited all the characters are finally getting their due or soon to be getting their due because, again, it's been a process. You know, it's still a process, again, for making female characters more available or as available as the boys. I'm just thankful we're not getting any Owen peg warmers this time around. I've realized that I feel like a lot of the toy community talks about this of like how it seems like in order for Mattel to release human figures, they're bundling them with dinosaurs and with sets. And honestly, if that's the way we have to go to get human characters, I'm all for it. Because again, we got Santa Santos with one of the new type of Evil Raptor squad in that cage. And then we got Owen with Baby Blue, aka Baby, well, no, Blue's the baby. Anyway, Beta, Blue's child, plus the fox for Beta to eat. And with Claire, we have the full-on Dilophosaurus and, you know, all of her kitted out with the gun and the cell phone and all that stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. If this is the way we're getting human figures in these sets from now on, I say all for it. That's what I loved as a kid. I loved the full package, not just the dinosaurs, not just the humans, but the whole, all the accessories and everything. I mean, you think about Alan Grant with the net and, you know, Ellie with the harpoon and Muldoon with the rocket launcher. It, you know, all of that stuff was just, you know, hang gliding Malcolm, you know, and, you know, Carter with his bike and the noose and everything. Like, all that stuff was just as important, I feel like, to a lot of us Jurassic fans growing up. If you were obsessed with the toys, that stuff was just as vital as any human or dino. All of that stuff, the set. I mean, I'm not even talking about the vehicles. Again, Mattel bringing out the Roland Tembo with the Tracker and the Junior Para. Like, oh, we truly are living in a golden age of Jurassic toys. I can't even... I mean, I was talking to Tim from Collect Jurassic about this at some point during the Generation Jurassic. Again, it was so good to see him. But it was just one of those things where it's like, I love these movies, but man, are these toys like in 100 years. It's like, what was the high watermark for toys? And it's this idea of like this affordable toy line where everything is in scale pretty much for the most part, you know, 99% in scale for the most part, other than like the super colossal stuff or whatever. But like that, for that to be available for kids is such a dream. Like getting that Brachiosaurus, getting that Mattel Brachiosaurus was just like, yeah, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And the fact that we're getting, they announced another sauropod, although justice for Mementiosaurus, we need that Mementi figure or dinosaur collect. It is a figure, I guess. It's just a big figure. But yeah, we need to complete the set of all the pre-Dominion dinosaurs. That includes the Mementiosaurus and the Corythosaurus. We need those two. We need them. Anyway, I'm rambling now. I should probably get on the road. I'll see you back at the hotel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm back completing this trilogy of this Swift Bites in the car because currently the first two segments I was on the Big Island in Hawaii, and now I'm on the 101 freeway, just passed by the Great Minion, and I'm on my way to Hollywood to attend the premiere, the Los Angeles premiere of Jurassic World Dominion. I am so excited, so thrilled. I think it was maybe a week ago. My friend, Terry Nemiroff, you know her from Collider and her own YouTube and Patreon and everything like that.
wonderful, one of the big Jurassic Park fans. I feel like, you know, Perry shows a lot of love. She did that great interview with Sam Neill about JP3 this year. Anyway, I had passing by the Hollywood Bowl. I'm so stoked. I honestly just like, I haven't even like really like had time to think about it, but also I don't want to get nervous, so I'm not really thinking about it. I don't know why I'm yelling. I'm in the car by myself. I'm meeting Perry there mere minutes away. But yeah, I'm so excited. I'm sorry I haven't been as part of the pre-Dominion hype this year. You know, life's just been a little crazy, you know, as we all say. But, you know, I just think at this point I'm in such a place where I'm like, I just want to see the thing and we can all talk about it and have fun. And I just also wanted to really avoid spoilers. I can't think of a more, I don't know, a special movie, I guess, in that case of like where I just want to preserve the experience. So, yeah, I'm just like, Harry asked me if I want to go, and I was like, fuck yes, I want to go. But I also have to give a big shout-out to Karen in Georgia and Hannah and Alejandra especially, and Hannah at all MFM, my exactly right family, for letting me take this night off to go. I have not missed a single MFM, like, regular episode recording since 2018, so it felt like a big deal, but I'm so thankful for them and covering for me tonight. So, anyway, I'm really excited to see this movie. I haven't even thought about it. Literally, as I'm talking to you, Beta and Blue just popped up in my view going down Cahuenga, Franklin. Anyway, I'm so excited to see this movie. I'm going to see it in, like, 30 minutes. This is so insane. Okay, sorry guys. You're hearing it just hit me that this is happening. So, I am so thrilled. Thank you again, Perry, for inviting me. I'm really excited to show you what I'm wearing, because it is an homage to one of our iconic Jurassic stars and her role in, I won't spoil it. But yeah, I'm super excited. Okay, guys, I'm really excited to come out of this, you know, and I'm going to see it again Thursday. My buddy Faith is coming into town. We're going to go to Jurassic Peak, the burlesque show that Blanche and the rest of the crew put together. I'm really excited to celebrate Jurassic this week with everybody. Oh my God. I'll see you on the other side.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.